Lac la biche. The cold and snowy days of the year may not seem like the time to be thinking about boat marinas, but Lac la biche County councillors seem to be warming up to the idea. The topic of marina construction on Lac la biche Lake was briefly discussed by a potential developer at a recent municipal meeting before the discussions went behind closed doors. The idea calls for not only marina development, but overall lakeshore upgrades around the lake from Plamondon to Lac la biche, including a trail system, campsites and more than 24 mooring docks, or floating, destination points, near subdivisions and points of interest around the lake. Before going behind closed doors to discuss the matter further, Lac la biche County councillors heard Plamondon area resident Roger Richard, the twin brother of former municipal councillor Robert Richard, outline a plan to create marina locations on the east and west sides of the municipality's namesake lake along with dozens of other potential infrastructure builds. Richard had already met with municipal administrators in recent weeks, but this was his first time speaking about what was described as a tourism infrastructure proposal. Introducing himself as a local person from a large, local family with deep roots, known for its involvement in community building, Richard said the proposal also has deep roots, many of them already in place. The project team we have assembled is a talented group of architects, engineers, environmental consultants, project development and management personnel. They are experts in the design and development in RV resorts and marina infrastructure for the tourism industry, Richard said, explaining that experts are already working on the proposal. Our newly formed corporation is pleased to present to the community an exciting and ambitious plan to develop tourism and recreation infrastructure on and around our beautiful lake of Lac la biche. Members of the team, who Richard said have a 45-year development history across Alberta, are currently working on a 400-stall RV park at Pigeon Lake southwest of Edmonton. He expects to have more details plans for public consultation in the new year, but for now, the group spokesperson said the idea would have large-scale marina facilities on the lake, each complete with a boathouse, cafe, modern fueling stations, an automatic boat lift system, a boat rental facility, washrooms and a leisure area for public use. The marinas would serve as the anchors to water and shoreline-based tourism attractions, said Richard. Marinas and destination points will provide a cohesive and interconnecting lake experience on the water, while the trail system offers connection by land, he said, visioning people arriving at the Lac la biche golf course by boat, or stopping along a lake circuit trail to bird watch at the mouth of the Owl River. And the list goes on. Specific details of that list, he hinted, could also include playgrounds, RV and camping stalls near the lake, spray parks and interpretive displays. Funding partners, the large-scale project could come with a large-scale price tag, but Richard said local contractors would benefit during the construction phases, and more local employment would be generated in operations and maintenance. He said the project so far has a large focus on local and indigenous hiring. The plan, he said, and the reason he has been speaking to municipal officials, could be a P3 deal, meaning public and private partners would fund the project. And we are asking the County of Lac la biche to be the public partner, he said, not publicly giving cost estimates, but adding that provincial and federal funding is also being explored. We are anticipating that the county administration could take the lead for the appropriate funding model, with the provincial and federal government lobbied to help. With funding and development issues to discuss, Lac la biche County councillors took the rest of conversation behind closed doors. Following the hour-long private discussion, Deputy Mayor Lauren Kachuk said council had not committed to a P3 arrangement at this time, but that further discussions will be taking place. Obviously, there is information that is going to have to stay in a closed session, but this shows we are committed to at least working with the group on a go-forward basis, he said. The planning group, said Richard, is expecting to host community-wide information sessions about the Marina and Lakeshore project in 2022. At that time we will have more detailed information and drawings and renderings, he said. A formal motion was made by council to have municipal administrators continue to work with the committee on the potential project. A marina project was one of the main items in Mayor Paul Rutov's election campaign.